Statement of cash flows. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cash flow as follows. 1. The net flow of dollars into or out of the proposed project. 2. The algebraic sum in any time period of all cash receipts, expenses, and investments, also called cash proceeds or cash generated. Cash pays wages, interest, and principal on debt and accounts payable. If an organization has no cash on hand and cannot raise enough cash quickly, it will default on its debts or fail to pay workers, and many organizations have gone out of business in this way. Financial professionals perform a cash flow analysis on a regular basis to determine whether cash flow issues will need to be addressed in the near future. Cash flows for the year or another period are summarized on a statement of cash flows, as is shown in Exhibit 6-10. How accountants produce this statement is beyond our scope here, but some key points of how to interpret its line items are noted in the exhibit. A key line of interest is the increase/decrease in inventory line, which shows whether more or less cash is tied up in inventory relative to the prior period. Exhibit 6-10, Statement of Cash Flows. From a manufacturing standpoint, cash is invested in purchases of raw materials and value is added through manufacturing as the units become work in process inventory and then finished goods. The value equals the direct labor and direct materials per unit plus the amount of factory overhead a given unit is allocated, called absorbing overhead. While unsold inventory is not recorded as revenue and a related expense until sold, it does convert cash, a very liquid asset, into a different and less liquid type of asset, inventory. This is an opportunity cost. The cash was paid out when the raw materials were paid for and the wages and other bills were paid, but it will not be available for some other purpose until the inventory is sold and paid for. The faster this investment is returned, the faster the cash can be invested in new inventory or other opportunities.